Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Flower beds in our landscapes can stay colorful and attractive year-round here. You know, we put up with a ridiculously long, hot summer season, but we're compensated for that with a relatively mild winter. We use warm season bedding plants to provide color for us through the summer, and these plants will tolerate the heat and humidity that we have that time of the year and bloom nicely for us. But they won't look good over the winter. They generally die when the freezes come, and they look terrible whether the freezes kill them off or not. So to keep your flower beds looking colorful in the fall, winter, and spring, cool season bedding plants are planted in October, November, and early December, and they'll provide beautiful color for us all through that fall, winter, and spring season. Now, some of the warm season plants that may be in your flower beds right now are actually tender perennials, and they have a lot of stamina. They may actually still look great in November when it's time to put the cool season bedding plants in. And it's hard to pull out a plant that still looks decent and is blooming for you. Things like begonias, impatiens, periwinkles, blue days, and purslane are examples. But these are warm season plants, and they won't look good over the wintertime, even if they might survive the winter to bloom for you another year. So it's best to pull them out. It's hard to do sometimes, but it's best to pull them out, even though they may look nice, and put the cool season bedding plants in. Remember, that flower bed is in your landscape to be colorful and attractive. You don't want to look terrible in December, January, February, when it can look really attractive and pretty with these cool season bedding plants. And these cool season bedding plants will thrive in the cool days and chilly nights we have here during the fall, the winter, and spring. Most of them will easily tolerate temperatures around 20 degrees, so they're quite hardy. Planting them in the fall is perfect. You don't have to worry about running out and covering them up in freezes during the winter. They're going to be just fine. Most of them will bloom to some degree in the fall and early winter. Some of them will take a little bit of a break in the depths of winter around about to late December and January. And then all of them will produce an amazingly huge display of flowers in the spring. Now, you might think if they're going to put their best display on in the spring, why plant them now in the fall? Well, there's a very good reason for that. None of the spring flowering bedding plants that we plant then will bloom nearly as well as those that we plant here this time of the year. So by planting these cool season bedding plants in the fall, by the time they start to come into their own in March, they're huge, they're robust, they've got large root systems, and no cool season bedding plant planted in March will ever reach that beautiful perfection of a cool season bedding plant that was planted back in October or November. Now, some of the plants that you're going to see available at your local nurseries and garden centers now include alyssum, calendula, diasia, delphiniums, dianthus, dusty miller, foxglove, geraniums, hollyhocks, nasturtiums, nicotiana, this beautiful ornamental kale and ornamental cabbage, pansies, petunias, snapdragon, status, stock, and viola. Now, isn't that quite a selection of plants? They come in all ranges and heights and sizes, from a few inches tall like alyssum and lobelia, all the way up to tall-growing plants like the hollyhocks and the taller-growing delphiniums. So there's a color and there's a size and there's a shape for virtually any gardener's taste and any landscape situation. Make sure you plant these into sunny, well-drained areas. Prepare the beds thoroughly with lots of organic matter, a little fertilizer. Plant them at the same depth they were growing in their containers, and you're going to find they do a beautiful job of providing all that beautiful color that you have that flower bed there for. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.